Intro. Today we'll learn how to saturate a DJSS drum bus crunch in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. This intermediate arrangement lesson shows you how to build a drum bus processing chain that gives a DJSS style crunchy jungle break, how to create and assign a jungle swing groove, and how to arrange and automate those elements in arrangement view so the crunch and swing breathe and move through your track. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a group drum bus named DJSS Drum Bus with a focused saturation and crunch chain, two drum groove versions, tight and jungle swing, applied per clip via the groove pool, arrangement techniques, automated saturation for builds and drops, a parallel crunchy return for extra grit, and resampled crunchy chops for arrangement variation. Preparation: open Ableton Live 12 and switch to arrangement view. Load a 16/32 bar drum loop or separate drum rack stems, kick, snare, breaks, hats, percussion. Make sure each element is on its own track or routed into a drum rack. Create the drum bus group. Select all drum tracks. Right-click and group tracks. Rename the group DJSS Drum Bus. Bass cleaning and levels on the group. Insert EQ8 first. High pass around 28 to 40 HC to protect the subs from distortion. If things are muddy, apply a small dip around 250-400 HC of about -1 to -3 dB. If you want a little snare attack before saturation, add a gentle boost around 25 KHE of 1-2 dB. Saturation slash crunch chain. Device order. Add devices on the group in this order. Saturator, right arrow drum bus, right arrow overdrive, right arrow redux, right arrow glue compressor, right arrow utility. Saturator suggested starting settings. Set drive to roughly 36 dB. Choose a curve like soft sine or analog clip. Dry slash wet between 60-80% and compensate output to unity if it's louder. Drum bus suggested settings. Use a small distortion amount, around 10-20. Add boom 0-3 dB if needed, but be careful with subs. Transient around 10-25 to pull up snap, and drive only 1-4 if you need extra push. Drum bus is where a lot of that DJSS crunch character comes from. Overdrive suggested settings. Drive modestly, around 2-6. Brighten tone slightly but avoid harsh hi-hats. Dry slash wet 30-50% for color. Redux suggested settings. Keep rate in the low-mid range, around 8-12 kHz for subtle aliasing. Bit depth around a 12-16-bit feel. Dry slash wet 20-40% so you get grit without killing transients. Glue compressor suggested settings. Set the threshold so you get about 2-4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Attack 10-30 ms to let transients through. Release auto or around 0.2-0.6s. Apply makeup to compensate level. Utility. Use utility for final gain staging and stereo width control. Mono the low end below about 120 HC. Parallel crunch. Return track. Create a return track called crunch send. Put a saturator plus overdrive plus redux chain on it with stronger settings than on the bus. For example, saturator drive 6-10 dB and a lower redux rate for more aliasing. Set the return level so a send of around -6 to -3 dB gives a desirable extra grit. You'll automate the group send to bring this in for sections, rather than leaving it on full time. Create jungle swing grooves. Open the groove pool and create two grooves. Tight 16, rate 1/16, timing 45-55, random 2-5, velocity 5-10. Jungle swing 16, rate 1/16, timing 60-75, random 6-12, velocity 10-20. Name them clearly. Tight 16 and jungle swing 16. If you have a favorite jungle loop, drag it into the groove pool and extract groove, then tweak timing and velocity to taste. Applying grooves in arrangement. Duplicate your drum clip so you have two versions of each region, one for tight 16, one for jungle swing 16. Select a clip, open clip view, choose the groove chooser and pick jungle swing 16 for drop sections, tight 16 for verse sections. You can hit commit to bake the groove or leave it assigned so the clip stays editable. Because grooves are clip-based, swapping clips is the fastest way to change swing across the arrangement. Automating the crunch. Open automation lanes for the drum bus chain. Show saturator right arrow drive or dry slash wet, drum bus right arrow distortion, and the group send to crunch send. A typical automation strategy. In the bars leading up to a drop, slowly raise saturator drive from about 2 to 5 dB, increase drum bus distortion from roughly 4 to 12, and bring up the crunch send to taste. This creates a build of perceived crunch. Keep drive and distortion high through the drop, then ease them back in the breakdown. For short fills, automate overdrive drive or redux rate in quick bursts for momentary digital grit. Resampling crunchy results for arrangement variation for extra textures. Create an audio track whose input is the DJSS drum bus, or set it to resampling to capture the whole mix. Arm and record 2-4 bars of the crushed drum bus during a peak crunch section. Warp that audio, slice and chop it, reverse bits or drop slices across the arrangement. These chopped resamples are classic jungle transitions and free up CPU while giving you new material. Mix housekeeping check low end after saturation. Mono below 100-120 Hz with utility or by applying a gentle low shelf cut. Use meters, spectrum or Luf's tools to make sure you're not just louder but actually improving the sound. If you see clipping downstream, reduce makeup or add a limiter at the end. Arrangement placement ideas: use tight 16 in intros and verses. Bring in jungle swing 16 on the first drop. Automate saturator drive and crunch send to rise in the bar before the drop, so the hit lands. Use short redux bursts on snares or tight percussion in fills to sell the jungle vibe. Drop resampled crunchy chops under breakdowns to maintain energy without full drums. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the whole track. Extreme saturation flattens dynamics. Keep low frequencies mono before heavy saturation to avoid phase issues. Don't apply the same groove everywhere. Swing is an impact tool and needs contrast. Always compensate output level so louder doesn't masquerade as better. Remember, groove pool parameters are clip level. You can't automate timing over time, so switch clips or create multiple grooves. Pro tips: keep a resampled version of your favorite crunch as an audio asset for quick arrangement use. Use short automation ramps, 832 ms, to avoid zipper noise when automating chorus controls. For snares, tweak drum bus transient slightly between sections to keep snap consistent. Automate glue compressor release for different pumping feels. Treat the crunch send as a creative instrument, heavily saturate it and band pass it for mid-range grit. Occasionally humanize timing on percussion to make swing feel less mechanical. Mini practice exercise: quick run 1. Group a 16-bar drum loop into DJSS drum bus. 2. Put EQ 8 HP at 30 Hz. Then saturate a right arrow drum bus, right arrow overdrive, right arrow glue compressor on the group. 3. Create jungle swing 16 rate 1/16, timing 65, random 8, velocity 15 and tight 16 timing 50. 4. Duplicate drum clips, tight 16 in bars 1/8, jungle swing 16 in bars 9/16. 5. Make a crunch send return with heavier saturator plus redux. Set send to 0 initially. 6. Automate saturator drive from 2 dB at bar 8 to 6 dB at bar 9, increase drum bus distortion from 5 to 14 at the drop, and raise crunch, send for bars 9-12. 7. Resample 4 bars of the dropped crunchy drums, slice and drop 1-2 slices under a bar 13 fill. Aim for a drop that feels louder, grittier, and swingier than the verse while keeping low-end integrity. Recap: we built a DJSS-style drum bus by stacking saturator, drum bus, overdrive, redux, and glue compressor, created two groove pool presets, tight 16 and jungle swing 16, and used clip-based groove switching plus device automation and a parallel crunch send to make the crunch dynamic. We also resampled the wet bus to create chop textures for arrangement variation. Final notes and housekeeping: before you finish, save a note in the project containing this exact phrase: saturate a DJSS drum bus crunch in Ableton Live 12 with jungle swing. Put it in your project notes or a text clip, so you remember the objective when you return. Listen for mid-range grit between roughly 200 Hz and 5K Hz. That's where the DJSS character lives. Always compare the bus bypassed and engaged so you're adding musical value, not just loudness. Freeze or resample heavy chains to save CPU, and keep labeled versions of resamples and project saves. Okay, open Live, set up the group, create your grooves, and start automating. Enjoy dialing in that crunchy jungle vibe.